Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday Update for Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. Like that, I got that right. Didn't say 2021. I said 2022. I'm nailing this new year thing. You are listening to this either on the Guy Who Knows a Guy podcast feed or the Morning Motivation feed, or someone downloaded and sent it to you, I guess would be the other way to listen to if you really want to. We got some good stuff today. I'm going to talk to you, give you a little behind the scenes on my recording process. I am going to teach you how to network without being uncomfortable. All right, that's coming at the end, so stick through it. And we're going to talk about the Global Networking Summit, how I'm writing a book, my back issues, and how you do one thing is how you do everything. That's a bunch of stuff. Let's see if we can cram it into a few minutes. I'm trying to record this as quickly as possible. It won't be any shorter. I'm just trying because my wife's actually away this week, so I'm with my daughter all week, so I committed to her that I was going to spend all day Saturday with her, which is, of course, the day I'm recording this. I record the day before. I do not record it at 12:30 a.m., which is when it releases. I record it earlier than that, and I promised I'd spend almost the entire day, but I did want to get this out in time. So a bunch of things we've got to talk about. First, get a little behind the scenes. So my office is in my basement. Now, when you picture basement office, you probably picture something that's like dark and dank and basement-y, you know, maybe a concrete floor. That is not my office. My house is built into a hill. So there's actually an issue in the morning. The sun shines straight through the window onto my green screen. If you're ever on a Zoom call with me at 7 a.m., which is, you know, when B and I meets, then sometimes I have to get up to close the shades because I'm getting these weird ghostly apparitions behind me. So there are four windows and a glass door in my downstairs office. But what my downstairs office does have, because it doesn't have baseboard heating, probably because of safety and flooding or whatever, is has propane heat. Now, propane heat is fantastically loud. So whenever I'm going to record something, I need to turn off the heat, which isn't a problem, because it turns on, turns off, turns on, turns off, unless I forget to turn on all night, and I come back downstairs to record my podcast and say, oh, look, I forgot to turn the heat back on. It is 46 degrees in this room, so, well, I certainly don't want to sit for half an hour while it heats back up. I guess I'm just going to put a sweatshirt on, put my hands in my pocket, and record this podcast, because I'm from New England, and 46 is sweatshirt weather. If I was in Florida, or from Florida, this would be much more difficult. Fortunately, I am hardened as a New Englander. So that's a little behind the scenes. Perhaps someday you'll get to visit me in my office. My office is actually, it's front to back of the whole house, but it's split by a half wall, which is where my green screen is. And the back part of it, that I call the annex, was designed to be a meeting space when I moved here in November of 2020, knowing any minute now we'd be having meetings in this space again. Now it's a storage space because who knows when we're going to have meetings in this room again. And there's currently a giant Big Joe. If you haven't seen a Big Joe, look it up. It's a giant beanbag thing. There was one in our other room. We don't have room for it anymore because of the Glowforge project. That's a whole nother thing. And now it's sitting in my annex, blocking the walkway to the outside door, waiting for someone to pick it up and take it away. All right, that's a little bit of biography on my office, which is a very unique workspace, but it gets the job done. You know what else is unique and awesome? The Global Networking Summit. I and a team are putting together the Global Networking Summit. Now, from the perspective you would see the Global Networking Summit, you'd be like, that is Michael Whitehouse's summit. He's all over it. I am all over the front of it. I am not all over the back of it. I have a team. Katie Kevorkian is my partner in the project. I've got George Shepard with 360 Summits. 360 Summits is amazing at all the copy and the websites and the systems and the affiliates and making sure they get paid and that whole thing. They are incredible because I have learned I need to do what I'm good at and let other people do what they're good at that I'm not good at. And there's a very finite number of things that I'm really good at. There's a bunch of things that I'm kind of good. And there's a bunch of things that I know enough about that I can help a business owner in the right direction, but I certainly wouldn't want them to hire me to do it for them. Things I am good at, talking on a microphone. If you've gotten 5 minutes into this, you probably know that. Side note, if you were listening to this, send me an email, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com, and just be like, I heard you on Sunday. Because I don't know if I get a lot of downloads for this because it's automated because you all subscribe, or if I get a lot of downloads because you actually listen. And that might affect what I do. It might not. I might just record this myself so I can listen back. But it might affect what I do on Sundays if I find out people actually aren't listening. Or if I find out you really are listening and you love it, that would also be useful for me to know what I should talk more about. So that's a little side note. Someday, someone suggested I should record video at the same time. It's a bit of a process to do that, but it might be worth doing that so I can put this up on, like, YouTube or Facebook or something or whatever. Anyway, email me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. I'd love to get your feedback on the Sunday updates and what you think about them. So, Global Networking Summit. I am the guy who does all the interviews. I recruited most of the speakers. I did all that people-y stuff, you know, talking on a microphone, interviewing people, having conversations, being curious, knowing people, making introductions. That's kind of my strength. My weakness is organization, structure, follow-up, all those kinds of systems. So I'm partnering with people to do those things for me and then working in that strength because I have discovered, this is how my networking concierge program is going so well and really taking off. There's a lot of interest in it. I have 3-4 clients like in the first month. I say 3 or 4 because there's one who's kind of a client. It's a long story that I can't share. But I've got a lot of people who are interested because a lot of people don't want to or don't have time to do what I do. So they love that I can do it for them. Global Networking Summit. Focus, Michael. Global Networking Summit. I brought together 30 amazing speakers. It was so much fun to interview them. I am so glad that I have all the recordings of those interviews. And you probably want those recordings too, because I learned a lot. You'll learn a lot. So it's that, you know, 30 pieces of content. And you're like, yeah, Michael, there's a lot of summits with a bunch of great content. And you can probably find every one of these speakers separately on different things, or they got podcasts or whatever. But what those don't have is the live networking component that goes with it. So many of our speakers will be at the live networking, February 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. We will have live networking for 3 hours. There's going to be some breakout rooms. There's going to be a little bit of hot seat masterminding. We might get some of the speakers to do a little bit of live teaching, maybe some Q&A. We got some different ideas. And then on the 24th, and it is coincidence this is the 24th. We did not plan it this way. On the 24th is the 24-hour global networking event around the world. All right, we picked it. We did 24 hours because we were trying to figure out what time zones we put it in. Well, people in England, they're 5 hours ahead or 8 hours ahead of the Pacific time zone. What about people in Australia? What about people here and there? I said, let's just run it for 24 hours. And people come when it's good for them. And some people are going to be crazy like me and be there all 24 hours. I'm going to be awesome the last 6 hours and be like, hey, what's up? You're going to love me between like midnight and 9 a.m. Eastern time. It'll be fantastic. I need to make sure I block off the 25th because I'm going to be useless on that day now that I think about it. Yeah, the Power Lunch Podcast is going to be awesome on February 25th. Sup, guys? I'm just going to take a nap and you guys just have a conversation. Go for it. So, Power Lunch, I'll get back to that in a minute. So, 24 hours of networking. You can pop in anytime, now and then. We're going to, again, have more masterminds and great things going on. Now, this is an experimental thing, doing this attached to a summit. It could be huge, it could be small. But here's the cool thing. If it's huge, I don't need to explain that. We're going to have lots of people. It'll be amazing. You'll meet lots of people. If it's smaller, what you're going to get is the quality people, or the ones I specifically said, hey, you need to be there. Could you be at my event? This is going to be great. The masses, I'm not personally inviting. The cool people, the people I really want to be there, them I'm personally inviting. So if it's small and we don't end up really promoting it effectively, you get to meet all the really cool people I know. And I'm as awesome as I am right now because of a lot of those people who I'm going to make sure are there. So it's going to be a great experience. If there's only 20 or 30 guests, it'll be an amazing experience for you because you're going to get to be in a small room with tremendous, tremendous people. And if it's a big event, you'll get to meet hundreds of people and it'll be great. No matter what, this is going to be awesome. $97, that's it. That gets you all the recordings, that gets you access to all 4 days of networking, gets you access to some amazing, amazing gifts. And a couple of our speakers, when we asked them for the gifts to put in the giveaway, got carried away. There's multiple four-figure programs there. Multiple things that individually could change. Like, you could come in and be like, I don't know anything about business, but I kind of want to run one. You get the free gift out of there from the $97 thing. It's like a $4,000 program. Another one's like a $9,000 program. Crazy stuff that they've got. I think for them, some of what it is that it's programs that they built, and now they're doing other things. So it's all built for them. It's all already created. They now have other programs those kind of dovetail into. But the things there, you know, last year's advice is still amazing advice. So there's some tremendous, mind-blowing value in that. So definitely check that out. You want the link? It's guywhoknowstheguy.com/links. That's all the links. So you go there, and you will see a big Global Networking Summit logo. You click on that. That takes you to the page. You can get access to the speakers for free on February 21st, 23rd. But if you want all the good stuff, it's $97. And let me tell you, that is going to be amazing and totally, totally worth it. So I'm writing a book, speaking of Global Networking Summit, because one of the things that we're going to be promoting at the summit, and just so you know, the way a summit model works is that you have a fairly low-cost ticket, just having so much value, and then other things you're promoting, which is really where the revenue happens. You don't have to buy anything. It's not going to be a hard pitch. We're not going to be like, buy our stuff. Those things are going to be available for the right people. Are going to say, yeah, that, I need that. So those will be available. But if it's not for you, don't worry about it. You buy your ticket, you come, you do your thing, no obligation at all. But the program, because it's the networking summit, the focus is going to be on how to create networking spaces. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is writing a course, which will be based on a book, which I have not yet written, on how to create a casual networking event. Because there's some great networking events out there where people, they either want to build their own community, or they want to promote their business, and so they built a networking event to bring people together and build that awareness, or they just love bringing people together, or they wanted to give a benefit for their members and their customers or whatever. And there's some great groups like that. I've been to a lot of them. I've learned from a lot of them, and I'm going to be writing down all the best practices. So for anyone who's like, ooh, I'd like to put together a little networking group and bring people to it, well, I'm going to write the book on doing that, and there's going to be a course for that. And I've got about 29 days to do it. Fortunately, I have all the knowledge. I've done all the research. It's just a matter of putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and making that happen. But that's going to be pretty cool. I want to touch on two other things. You may have noticed my Sunday update last week came out on Monday. You may not have noticed. By the way, if you noticed, email me, michael@guywhoknowstheguy.com. Send me a Facebook message, whatever. Because again, are you paying attention? Does this matter? Should I worry this much about getting this out there? I want to know. But you may have noticed that the Sunday update went out on Monday. Because I was flat on my back all day Saturday and not very mobile on Sunday. I have some back challenges. Sciatica is usually how it manifests. And for the most part, I'm pretty good. You may recall that day in April when I relaxed in the backyard watching TV for a day because I couldn't stand up. Right after Easter. So this is the first time exercise is done. It's always been lifting. Kind of compresses my spine and causes some irritation. This time, my IS joint was feeling kind of tight. I had been to the chiropractor. It helped a bit. And then I went to karate because usually exercise helps. Stretching, moving, getting the blood flow, the whole thing. This particular karate class happened to be all about kicking. Kicking, stretching, kicking, kicking exercises, lots of kicking. That uses the IS joint and the hips quite a bit. Got home, felt a little sore, said, let me take a warm shower. Maybe that'll help. Okay, let me lie down for a few minutes. Maybe that'll help. Well, after I went to lie down for a few minutes, I couldn't get up. I was down. I actually did not get out of bed for 6 or 8 hours. I didn't have to get up until finally my bladder forced me to, and I'm like, well, this is going to be fun. So that was a bit of a challenge. I mention this because I like to share challenges that I have. Because somebody could watch me, and I put on a good show, right? You listen to my voice, you're like, this guy knows what he's doing. He's on top of things. He's rocking and rolling. Well, not always. and I do have some challenges. And I talk to a lot of people say, well, I can't be successful because I have this challenge. I have that challenge. I have this challenge. I've probably got a lot of challenges similar to challenges you face. So that's why I share things like that. So, yes, I do have a physical challenge that occasionally flares up and occasionally puts me in bed for 2 days, which you think, like, oh, you can't walk. Well, you still work computer. Sure, if I can get to the computer, which is two floors away from the bed, that makes it a bit more difficult. And it's kind of hard to really focus when you've got, when it basically feels like your back and legs are falling asleep. So I am working on it. I'm going to go back to the chiropractor soon, have him do his thing, get a massage therapist. That's the other thing. When I have these challenges, I don't say, well, that's the way it is. I do something about it, and I work on it. Same way when I had the challenge of, I don't like working and I don't have enough money, I did something about it, and I tried, and I tried, and I iterated, and I tried, and I iterated, and I tried, and I iterated, and it took years to get to a good answer, but I kept pushing. And the same thing with my back hurting. Oh, my back hurts. Well, let's try. Let's try something else. Let's try something else. Let's try something else. I never stop and say, well, that's just the way it is. No. Until I'm dead, that's not just the way it is. And even when I'm dead, I might be like, well, can I influence that? Can I get back there somehow? You know? So I don't put up with it. And a lot of people look at that and be like, wow, you're so tenacious. Like, what else am I going to do? Accept it? Just accept being broke or uncomfortable or unhappy? No. Why would I do that? I want things to always be better. I want to always strive. I talked to someone the other day who I was trying to help, you know, find a better job, and they told me that their parents had taught them it is too expensive to dream. Don't dream big. Don't dream about doing big things. It's too expensive. We can't afford to send you to college. We can't do these big things. So don't dream. It's too expensive. Just be realistic. And that may have been the most, one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever heard. You know, that may have been one of the worst cases of child abuse I've ever heard. And they probably didn't even realize it. They probably thought they were being loving and caring and saving her from harm. But, oh my goodness, to send a child into the world as an adult with the message of it is too expensive to dream is one of the most awful things you could do to a person. Because the first thing I do when I coach someone is I say, you know, what's your ideal outcome? What's the end? Where do you want to get to? What do you want to do? And she's like, I can't. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to visualize something bigger and better than I have. And that's the first step. Everything else follows from that. If you can only do that, you'll work in that direction. I didn't know what the heck I was doing 5, 6, 7 years ago, but I knew where I wanted to get to generally. And so I was able to hold decisions against that goal and work in that direction. And that was just shocking. Just shocking that a parent would say that to a child. So same thing, you know, my back hurts. Well, I envision a time when it doesn't. So I'm going to keep working on it until I find a way to make it not hurt anymore. So briefly, wow, I'm going longer than usual. Of course, I tried to go shorter. I'm going longer. So there's a topic I was going to talk about. I'm going to skip. You're going to have to wonder what that was. Or email me, michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. Be like, Michael, what's the topic you skipped? It's about successful people in shopping carts. That's the topic I'm not talking about because you don't have time. But I am going to tell you about the thing that I promised to talk about at the beginning that you might like, which is how to network without talking to strangers. There's this idea of success begins at the end of your comfort zone. You need to push your comfort zone. And I think that is, if your comfort zone is too tight, then yes. Like, if you're not comfortable dreaming, you got to push that comfort zone. But at a certain point, your comfort zone is big enough to encompass success. I have built my business, I've built my life around trying to avoid uncomfortable things. I don't like prospecting in the traditional sense, so I found a way not to do it. That's how I learned to be a networker. I'm a great networker because I hate prospecting. It's uncomfortable, so I don't do it. I also don't like closing. I don't like, you know, so what do you think? Or limited time offer. I don't like any of that because I don't like the way that creates the relationship going forward with a client, so I don't do it. I have built an offer and a structure so that I don't have to do that. So I'm going to tell you about how to network without talking to strangers. You may be like, I don't like networking. It's uncomfortable. I don't like talking to strangers. Or that may also manifest as, Michael, what do you say to someone you're meeting at a chamber event to get the conversation started? Which I can totally tell you. The line I use is, "Hi, I'm Michael. I don't think we've met yet." Right? But behind that is a whole lot that makes that work. It's a lot of confidence and comfort and knowledge that makes me comfortable doing that. But you can network without ever talking to a stranger if you have some network to start with. If you don't know anybody, if you're like I was in 2014, knowing absolutely no one, you're going to have to talk to some strangers to get started. But you can network without ever talking to a stranger. Let's say you have your business, you've got some clients, you've got some coworkers, maybe some friends, some family. Here's how you do it. This is a short version. I may actually build this into a course or a book or something bigger. Short version, here's how you do it. Everyone you talk to, should the opportunity arise, and if it doesn't, make it. You say, who can I introduce you to who would benefit you? What connection would benefit you? And they will probably tell you. You know, my back hurts. I need a chiropractor. I need a good chiropractor who can actually help, not one who just pokes my back with a vibrating thing. I had one of those once. So, you know, I need that good chiropractor. Well, maybe you know one, which you're like, actually, you got to see Dr. Hutter. He is fantastic. He'll take great care of you. Let me give you his number. Maybe you don't know him. You go to your friends, your family, your coworkers, your customers. Hey, I've got a friend who is looking for a great chiropractor. I don't know one. Do you know one who has helped you or someone you know? Ask around. Go on Facebook. Go on LinkedIn. Make a post. Hey, does anyone know a good chiropractor that they have worked with that I could refer? Right? You keep asking around. Somebody probably knows somebody. They're going to make the introduction. When they make the introduction, they're not a stranger, right? You know, have them send an email introduction, pick up the phone, Facebook Messenger, whatever. Now you're talking to them. Now, in each of these conversations, you ask them, who can I connect you to? Or is there anyone you think I should know who maybe I don't? And get that introduction. Each of those connection requests, you'll either make an introduction or it'll give you another mission, which you're then going to ask around more for to get more introductions. And of course, each introduction connects you to more people. Your network grows. People know you're a connector. They know you're there to give value. They know you're someone that they can introduce to people, and you'll make them look good. And keep doing that, and you will build your network as fast, if not faster, than if you go to every Chamber of Commerce networking event in town. I like the networking events because I'm extroverted. I love talking to people, and it's the easiest way to meet people. Super easy. There's wine. There's hors d'oeuvres. It's fun. I learn things. I talk to people. It's great because I like doing that. If you hate doing that, you don't have to do it. You can do what I just told you, and that will absolutely build your network just as fast. So again, that's the condensed version. Maybe you got actionable tips out of that. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. I will probably be building out something bigger because there seems to be a lot of interest in that concept. If you want that built in something bigger, email me. I've said it 5 times already, but I'm going to say it again. michael@guywhoknowsaguy.com. I encourage you to check out the Global Networking Summit. Links at guywhoknowsaguy.com/links. You will also see at this moment links to Potapalooza and Speakers Playhouse, which are both great events as well. You should check those out also. And I'm going to be adding some more links. And, you know, that's my constant links page, so I'm always updating that. So check that out. Be sure to follow us, or be sure to join the Morning Motivation Podcast Facebook group. Again, links in the same place, guywhoknowsaguy.com/links. And in there is the Power Lunch Podcast, where every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, I bring together 4 awesome people to have a great conversation. And yesterday's this past week's was amazing. And next week is going to have, among others, a paranormal investigator plus a bunch of other people. So this should be a really cool conversation. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sticking it out all the way through this very interesting but somewhat more robust Sunday update. And I will see you tomorrow. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.